All right, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. My name is Rocker here with Sam Davison tonight, and we have our first guest of the evening. We have Jason, Mr. Moyer, and Baxter Montgomery. They are IRL Sound and Visual Art Takeover, and we're about to find out really what all this is. Jason, Baxter, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us, Rocker.
So, you know, tell us about you, your art, your backstory, like how you guys met, and we'll get into a little more about the IRL event that's coming up.
So my backstory is I worked in film production.
And you are Jason, Mr.
Yes,
Moyer.
Yes, Mr. Moyer. So, hi, this is Mr. Moyer. I worked in like film and video production forever, and now I work solely in analog, so like taking my father's self-help tapes and playing those and using tape recorders that are hacked to go at different speeds and then running modular synths and anything analog over that, and then through that running it into then CRT TVs and creating video and doing weird collage sort of Monty Python stuff over that.
Well, that seems totally impractical, so this must be art.
It, absolutely. No one's getting paid.
Wow. And how about you, Mr. Baxter Montgomery? What is your backstory?
Well, I came into awareness in the fall of 2023 in the mountains of Colorado, where I discovered that painting and the science of compositional physics. And what I mean by that is when we apply paint to a canvas or any art sound like Mr. Moyer does, how much of that is left for the viewer, the interpreter, the consumer of that art to interpret what it means to them emotionally and why? Because we live in an environment where media especially is geared to sort of manipulate us into feeling a certain way. Commercials, movies, TV, et cetera.
News,
for sure news. But what happens if we leave the art much more open to interpretation by the audience and let them feel what they're feeling? So instead of the superficial dopamine rush that comes with social media or very highly polished, intentionally manipulative art, what happens if we give people the space, but we also stimulate all of their brain at once? So this show, the IRL MFG show, will have Mr. Moyer's sound, which is, like you said, it must be art because it has all of those elements going on. And it's so open to interpretation. It's like, what am I hearing? What am I feeling? And why am I feeling this? And at the same time, there will be visual stuff going on. And those two things aren't always intentionally put together. So your brain is struggling to find purchase and say, what am I seeing and hearing and perceiving and why do I feel the way I do? And it's my assertion that creates a resetting of the brain where you can kind of see things new and fresh and get new perspectives on what exactly we're all doing here in the 21st century.
Wow, That's pretty poignant.
That's deep, yeah.
that's Baxter.
Wow, you got me there. So now, okay, I'm just kind of finding out what this IRL MFG is. And now, is it only you two guys, or do you incorporate more people?
We're the co-founders. We met at a show. Baxter put on a show. A mutual friend was playing music for Baxter's show, and he said, "Hey, dude, I don't know what this is, but it's super, super weird, and it's right up your lane." And I was like, "All right, I'm in. I don't care, whatever." And so we met that, and now it's only been
since January.
Yeah, since January. And we just started this out of the need for people to, hence IRL, to get into the real world, real life, and see art.
What does IRL stand for?
In real life.
And to answer your question, no, there are going to be over a dozen artists, and they're all bringing different things. We have dance. We have other people who are working in sound. We have sculptures. We have other painters. There's even going to be a garage sale that is an art garage sale, but not art being sold, but it is an experience. It is an art installation and garage sale that is a fully functioning garage sale. But there will be multiple people contributing. And the beauty of all of this is that none of these people know each other, including we don't know them. We reached out to them based on the work that we saw online and said, this person seems like they would be a good fit for this show. Let's reach out to them. And we had people who enthusiastically, like Mr. Moyer just said, I don't know what this is, but I'm in. So this is this is kind of a beautiful launching pad, and I anticipate that this event in itself will be cool, but what it will create and the community that it will create moving forward is really the beauty of it all.
Yeah. It sounds like a giant onion that you have to peel.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. As painted by Salvador Dali, it is an onion by Dali.
Yeah. Well, happening Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th from 6 to 10 p.m., where is this happening? You're planning a takeover of a gallery in Madison?
Sure. It's at 100 South Baldwin, so just a little bit past East Washington on Baldwin. And it is the gallery space that is run by Commonwealth Development, a nonprofit here in Madison that does a lot of work for affordable housing, job training, and youth services. And they make that gallery available to the community at a very low cost. And so we decided that we would rent the gallery for a week and we would put on this show. And that will be next weekend, August 23rd and 24th from 6 to 10 p.m. on both nights.
Now, you know, when I was in college in the UW in the 80s, everybody, computers were just coming in. Right. So we didn't actually have all these crazy special effects to do in audio. And I remember this installation that was in the Humanities Building down in the courtyard there. And these guys had set up all these analog tape recorders with one tape. And then it was a physical installation where the tape recorders were literally, 50 feet apart
Tape loops.
And they would create these tape loops that would write. They would, go through a series of these.
Saying they had the same tape through different machines spaced apart?
But it wasn't self-help stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, and a lot. Well, that's how I kind of got inspired by all this. Is I went down a YouTube rabbit hole and saw all of these people using old analog gear, and I had been from my job on a computer 8 hours, and then I was using DAW for music for another 6 hours, and then I just was like, I'm out, and I just now everything is tape recorders, all analog, just weird modular. I mean, it looks like a cockpit, what I mean? With all the patch cables and all that
was
stuff.
That was all the fun time of music. Synthesizers, patch cord synthesizers, the Fairlight CMIs of the world.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So are either you guys musicians?
No.
Not trained, but that's why I got into
you're not in a band or anything.
No, but that's why I got into modular synth because I love music. I've always loved music. I'm always around it. My girlfriend's in a band, multiple bands, but I could never. The math, for some reason, I played bass and the math of playing something just freaked my head out. So, but when I can do a modular synth, I can, and then put it through a reverb pedal and do delays. And I create that
landscape.
Yeah. I create the soundscape and then just, it's like an audio lasagna, basically.
Yeah.
With the nice crispy edges.
Wow.
Crispy edge lasagna.
Sounds fun. Do you have any recordings of this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. If you go on to YouTube, Mr. Moyer, there's audio, video, sort of my weird, all my weird stuff is on there. Wow. It's just weird and it's fun.
And now he was saying your visual stuff is weird. Is it like acid weird? Like what kind of visuals are we talking about here?
I can only aspire to acid weird, Rocker. it's a lot of painting and then stepping away from the canvas and asking myself, what is this? And earnestly asking myself, what is this? Making a whole narrative around it, getting a story in my head, and then turning the canvas 90 degrees or 180 degrees, and it's still the same paint, but now I have to disconnect what I think this painting in this canvas is, and now I have to find a whole new story. And so I intentionally leave things vague, but also I have undergone great efforts to not study the art of actual fine painting. It's not in my in the same way that playing a bass freaked out Mr. Moyer's brain, painting like the Mona Lisa would break my brain. And so leaving things open to like the emotional interpretation is where I leave the paintings. I also, if anyone who was part of the project at the Humanities Building that Rocker's talking about in the 80s is still in Madison, you should definitely give us a call and we'll get you put into the show immediately.
We'll put you in the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. So let's see. Let's go back and fight. Saturday, August 23rd through the 24th, 6 to 10 p.m.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. And that's happening where again? At the Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth Gallery, 100 South Baldwin. It is on the third floor of the building. There is adequate signage to let everyone know.
And how can people find more information online?
There is a website, IRLMFG. So that is In Real Life Manufacturing, the shorthand for that, IRLMFG.com. All of the information is there. All of the artists who will be featured are there. A brief philosophical statement about what we're trying to do is also there.
And it's also like, so Friday night, we're going to have a really awesome DJ who takes 45s, plays them at 33 speeds, adds effects.
Yeah.
Def Sonic, if you know Def Sonic, amazing Madison artist, he's going to be playing at 8 p.m. And then DJ Dish Pit is going to be playing also. So the main theme is analog. Okay. People that do things with their hands.
Nice.
So that is the main thesis of everything and going through life is people that just do stuff with their hands.
Wow, it sounds really fun. Well, definitely we'll have to check that out. We've been with Jason, Mr. Moyer, and Baxter Montgomery of IRL Sound and Visual. They're having their takeover. This is awesome. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Rocker.
Thanks, Rocker.
All right, hey, let's keep on with some local music here on Max Inc. Radio. This is Pink Halo, Speed of Light. We are local music.